The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And time once again to talk cars. Your problems with your car, your truck, your van, whatever the case may be. If you have any issues and you need to bring in your vehicle for service, but you want to know what could be ailing before you do, Nick Stoffel, ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, is back with us this Saturday morning. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
I was thinking, as I heard Al reminding us to set our clocks back 1 hour. Overnight tonight, we'll join the standard time once again. And I don't know how many cars have, maybe I shouldn't assume anything. Maybe these cars these days do it automatically, you know, like your iPhones, smartphones. But my car, and I like it, has an analog clock, which means I have to do it, you know, set it by hand, just like the old days. But I like it.
It's funny you say that because, you know, twice a year you have to try to remember how to set the clock, and then you're digging around, pulling out our trusty owner's manual, and, you know, then you say, oh, yeah, that's right, and then you put it away, and then 6 months later, here you go again.
Yeah, we could do a whole show like it's been done on this station and others, too, about should we keep standard time, should we keep that, whatever. We won't be doing that today. But what we will be doing is talking cars. And yours, specifically, if you have problems with yours. But I urge you, don't wait. Any kind of a car, could be any car-related question, for that matter. I'm going to give you a phone number. It's also the text number, and with a reminder that Nick will be taking his leave about 7:45 when Ted Farrell steps in with his wine chat. So don't wait. We'd love to hear from you sooner rather than later. We already have been hearing from listeners as well. So here's the number, phone or text, 651-461-9226. One that came in earlier today, Nick, said this person just received a new truck from the factory. It had 5 miles on it. Some sensors went on. The dealer said, that's just low voltage. Just drive it. It'll be fine. Does that sound right, is their question?
Well, it doesn't sound like good customer service.
Yes, not.
You know, I suppose it's plausible, you know, if the car's been sitting on the lot for a few weeks or a month or whatever, you know, they build these vehicles, they don't come directly to the dealership, and I guess it's possible if it's sitting that the battery had maybe had lost a little bit of a surface charge there. And yes, if the battery's slightly low, especially on a new battery, new vehicle, you drive it within, you know, 20, 30 minutes, it should be just fine. However, I would pause and be careful that I'd make sure I make note of it, because if you have the same issue again at all, you need to go back because there's something going on. So it surprises me that they would release a vehicle with a battery that's low on charge. But I would, like I said, I'd just pay close attention. If you notice anything else strange, get right back there and don't, you're not the bother. The car should be new and like new.
Speaking of batteries, Nick, and we're, you know, here we are in November now, thinking about winter, and I'm thinking about moving my snow thrower into the garage, getting ready, which won't jinx anything. We probably won't get snow for 6 months, but that's a whole other thing. What about, I'm reading, you know, articles in magazines and online, for that matter, about make sure your battery's in good shape. Be sure you check your battery. How does a homeowner, maybe somewhat of a do-it-yourselfer, check his or her battery?
Well, it's not complicated, but not easy. What I mean by that is that, you know, for testing the battery, we obviously have the handheld tool. We can connect it to the battery, measure the voltage, the impedance, which is kind of the state of the battery, like the status or how much life it might have in it. The bigger issue is finding the battery these days. You know, we've talked in the past, when you open the hood, there's a lot of these plastic noise dampeners that are very good, you know, appealing to the eye, but make it difficult to service the vehicle or find things such as the battery. You also find in some vehicles the battery might be hidden, not under the hood, but maybe it's in the passenger compartment or even in the trunk. So, you know, if you, once again, get the owner's manual, you can find that. If you have a voltmeter, you can look to see what the voltage is, but in likelihood it's going to read, you know, 12.5, 12.6, somewhere where you think it's fine. But really what you should do is, when you're going for services fall, say, hey, since I'm in here, can you just test the battery, see what she looks like? Therefore, you can say, okay, I've been educated, I've been told the battery's testing great, no worries, or it's testing fair, you know. And we'll say this, you know, the battery's testing fair, I think it's okay, but if we have a really cold, you know, a good long cold spell, the battery might not survive. So you might want to think about that as winter progresses. You know, they start forecasting sub-zero temperatures for consecutive days. I would say if somebody said you have a fair battery, you should replace it, because it's not likely to last through that.
Yeah. Generally speaking, what are we talking about batteries lasting? I know there are exceptions. 4 to 5 years, is that a pretty good estimate?
I think that's fair to say, honestly. I will throw an asterisk there. I feel like they've been not lasting as long as they used to. However, the cars have a lot more electronics. There's a lot more demand and load on those batteries. So those batteries are cycling a lot more than they used to. So if you have a newer vehicle or something, a lot of electronics, you might find that it might be just 4 years. Sometimes even a little bit sooner. I don't like to say that, but it does happen. But there are some cases on the other end where was it last week, the week before, we had a vehicle in and the battery was 9 years old. So,
wow.
You know, there's no exact science, but I think 4 to 5 years is a good goal. If it's a little short, it doesn't mean something's wrong with your car necessarily. If you've gone a little bit longer, you got a good one.
Yeah, and I recall years ago when I was driving, we had that older SUV, and it was about 21 years old, and I wanted to get a new battery for it, and I asked Jim there at your front desk, Jim, can you tell when I had that battery put in? He says, yeah, it was 8 years ago. And I thought, wow, my concept at the time has been a little off. But so you're right, there are exceptions to that rule. All right. I don't want to get too far adrift here. We don't have to talk about batteries in your case. If you have any other issues with your vehicle, your car, your truck, your van, let's hear from you. Any kind of a car care question related to vehicles, we'd love to hear from you every Saturday morning. 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, Nick will be with us for just a little less than a half hour from now. So don't wait. Call us or text us when you have your question. 651-461-9226. I see we moved to 40 degrees now in the Twin Cities. That's brand new temp. We will be heading to near 57 today, and that's maybe on 60 on Monday, but that's going to be probably the warmest of the week. We will start getting some rain starting overnight tonight, late tonight. Maybe even through Tuesday. We'll get you details coming along in a moment. Don't forget, set your clocks back 1 hour as you retire tonight. Right now, 40 degrees from News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Car Care Show around every Saturday here in the 7 o'clock hour. Denny Long here along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, for those, again, we always get new listeners. Maybe these listeners need some help and would like to find out where the heck you guys are located. How do we connect with Lloyd's?
Yes, sir. So if you do have a question, need some advice before you take your car in, don't hesitate to call. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. If you happen to be in St. Paul on Grand Avenue, stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand. That's on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And as always, I'd appreciate if you check out the website, lloydsautomotive.net.
We'll do that very thing, and we'll also get that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 or so. Call us, text us with any kind of a car care issue you have, 651-461-9226. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Nick, Larry, calling in from Inver Grove, I believe, this morning. Thanks for hanging on, Larry. What is your question for Nick?
Nick, I got a quote to change my spark plugs and spark plug wires, and the quote was for $750. I'm wondering if that is that. It seemed a lot of money.
You know, to answer without having all the exact details, I would say it does seem things have gotten more expensive. You know, they've kind of flattened out in the last, 6 months or so. But our parts cost in the last few years has gone up so much. And then obviously labor costs, wages, everything has just been in such a increase where, like I said, I feel in the last 6 months, 9 months or so, things have kind of settled down. We haven't had any real price increases. But for a while there, it seemed like every couple of months there was an increase. And, you know, it always seems like the prices go up, but they never come down. So, you know, say $750 for spark plugs and wires seems like a lot of money, and it is. Absolutely, it's a lot of money. But if you get a couple hours labor there, you're dealing with an iridium or a platinum plug, you know, wire set, it can very quickly add up to that amount. So it doesn't surprise me. It's fair to call around and ask. What I do tell you, though, is if you do call around and ask, you have to make sure you're not always comparing apples to apples. Sometimes the original quote might be original equipment quality parts. A second quote might be a little lesser quality, and that can add up to sometimes a substantial savings, but you always have a risk of not having the same repair or work done to the vehicle.
Now, do some dumb question maybe. As far as some vehicles, the plugs and whatever else you're replacing can be really hard to get to. Have you seen that as far as plugs are concerned with certain vehicles?
You know, absolutely. You know, it's always the notion used to be, which we touched when we mentioned batteries earlier, you open the hood, you can see the spark plugs. Well, now there's a layer of items that need to be removed, in some cases even the intake plenum. So there's, depending on the vehicle and the design, the number of plugs, you know, meaning how many cylinders there are. If it's a 4, 6, or 8 cylinder, you know, those spark plugs can be $20, $25 a piece. Well, very quickly you start adding these up, it can get quite costly. So, like I said, I don't know the exact details of that estimate, but to have somebody say that does not completely surprise me.
Okay. All right, thanks. Good luck with that, Larry. Texter says, my car sits outside through the winter. Any special pre-winter items I should do to prepare it in addition to checking the battery? Thank you. Great show. What do you think? Some ideas for a car sitting out through the winter?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of our vehicles sit out through the winter, so I don't think there's anything exceptional you need to do other than, like, the, you know, as we hit November here, you know, get it in for service, you know, what we call winterizing, which is maybe more of a term these days. There isn't really much adjustments like there were in years past. However, let's look at the wiper blades, look at the tires, the batteries they mentioned, you know, all those things, all those comfort things, the things that could leave us where the car doesn't start or we can't drive it as we should, meaning we're stuck or we can't see out the windshield. So it's just a good reminder as the seasons change, it's good to get the car and have the shop, the dealership, look at all the items that are necessary going forward.
All right. You want to call or text, same number, 651-461-9226. Love to hear from you sooner rather than later. Our time always goes by so quickly. Here is another text, Nick, a 2018 F-150. Is there a product that would stop the rust on the undercarriage? Comes from Brad. Well, I know what you're going to say as far as car washes.
Yeah, that's, you know, cars are so much better than they were, you know, 20 years ago. The bodies handle and last so much longer than they used to. You're more than welcome to try one of those undercoating products. We see the underside of the vehicles, and the areas that seem to do the best are the areas that are most exposed, which are also the ones that the car wash does the best at. So honestly, I think if, you know, when the weather permits in the winter months, go through the car wash, have the undercarriage spray. I think that does as good as anything. That's all that I do. And I, you know, if you do it on a regular basis is the key. You know, you can't, you know, go have a couple snowfalls and all that salt on the road and not have had the chance to cycle through and get it rinsed off, because that really does make a difference.
Again, 651-461-9226. Good morning, Texter says, my truck is leaking antifreeze. Do you give, meaning Lloyd's, I assume, an estimate first, then do I need to make a second appointment to fix it? What would be the procedure there?
Well, I would say most places are going to try to do it all the same visit. You know, in There is and is not necessarily a cost to assessing it. And what I mean by that is if it's a, you know, you open the hood, you can point your finger and there she is, or you get it up in the air, it's pretty straightforward. However, likely want to do a pressure test, remove some stuff, some panels, do some looking around to make sure we have the source of the leak. So there could be some costs associated with that. So, you know, depending on the location and the amount of time needed to find that leak, there may or not, might not be a charge. At that point, though, we're going to get the estimate together, find the parts availability, and if it can all happen within the same day, we get the customer's approval, we're going to, you know, get those parts there, do the repair. There are situations where people need a little time to think on it, or there are situations where we might have to order the parts and not get them there in the same time to have it done that day. But the goal is any repair, for the most part, have it done the same day to get that vehicle back to the
yeah,
customer.
That's what you'd prefer. Gentlemen, good morning. Texter says, interesting question. Are there any conversion kits available for converting my lead acid battery to a lithium ion for extra strength, lighter weight, and longer life? Interesting.
It is interesting. I'm not aware of any. I'm sure there's something out there, but I would pause on that. You know, the charging system, the charging rates, the alternators, you know, I'm sure they're working on it. The cost of a lithium battery of that capacity would be astronomical. So I don't know. I'm not aware of anything yet. I'm sure it's in the making, like everything. It'll be interesting to see how that goes moving forward.
You know, we were talking about batteries, as we do a lot anyway, especially during the wintertime. And I remember years ago when I could do it myself, we didn't have all these computers on board. But one, I suppose if you can access it, you could still do it yourself. But then again, all the, you know, what your radio set at and your other things that have been set, that kind of disappears, does it not?
On newer vehicles, no. There's a lot of times a capacitor or a memory that will store that information. So if you do lose power, when you do power it back up, it does remember. I would say over the years, the biggest thing I would say that we see when you can tell somebody installed their own battery. Couple things is you need to make sure when you put the cables on, they're fully seated. You know, we want that all the way down to the top of the battery so it's good and tight, less space for airflow, less space for corrosion, better contact because we have full connection. That's a really big deal. You got to get that terminal completely seated to have complete contact, because if you're missing any kind of contact or you have a poor contact, that's a source where we could have a voltage drop, which can create electrical issues. The other thing I would say, make sure the battery is completely installed and secure. Over the years, you see that the hold downs of those brackets aren't always fully installed, which can cause the battery to bounce around a little bit, and that vibration can shorten the life of the battery. So if you're going to do it yourself, by all means, please do if you have the tooling, the capability, but make sure you completely install the battery so it's secure, and make sure you have those cables fully seated and properly installed.
Yeah, good points. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break and see what that forecast calls for this coming week. So hang on. We have a few more minutes of the show to go. If you have any kind of a car care question, we do have some more to get answered here via text. But call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on News Talk A3O. This is WCCO. And a good morning to you. Welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show here every Saturday. We're right after the 7 o'clock news break, answering any kind of a car care question you have is Nick Stoffel. Nick is the guy that runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, beautiful Grand Avenue, and he's answering those questions today, as usual. This texter, Nick, says, I get a code message, immersion air leak, very small leak. What is this, and should I be concerned?
I suspect they're referring to the emission system. If you can get a code, when you scan the check engine light, you see the check engine light, scan the computer, you retrieve fault codes, it's often that we'll see evaporative leak codes. That can be something as simple as a gas cap not completely installed. It could also be the fact that the gas cap's been on or off thousands of times and that rubber seal's no longer sealing. However, there was a lot of vacuum lines. There could be a small leak with one of those vacuum lines, a fitting, one of the solenoids or valves. So there's a whole array of possible parts. People often will say, oh, it's just the gas cap light. Well, that is one possibility, but it isn't always the most common option or thing that could be wrong. So if you have that particular code, we would go through, check the solenoids, try to do an in-bay test. We might even do something we call a smoke test, which means that we introduce smoke into the system when it should be sealed, and if we don't, and then look for the source of the leak. So there's a few different directions that we would head in diagnosing that before we would just assume it's something not critical. So I would take it in, have them do the couple first steps, and then advise you from there.
All right. Looking at another text, Nick, it says, 2010 Ford Ranger, the temp gauge reads below normal. Now I have a check engine light on. Any relation, do you think?
It is possible. I suspect there's a code there that talks about the run temp, meaning, you know, the way that the cars are designed, we want them to start. And for emissions reasons, we want them up to running temp as fast as possible. So the thermostat's designed to hold closed until it hits run temp, maybe somewhere around 200 degrees. Then that thermostat should open and regulate. However, if it's running cold or taking longer to warm up, it's likely that thermostat is bypassing, meaning it's slightly open, allowing that antifreeze to circulate when it should not, taking it longer to warm up. So I would take that in, especially since as the seasons are changing here, you'll find if a thermostat is, you know, stuck open enough, you might not have very good heat for quite a while. So there's two things. You have a check engine light, you have a low running vehicle temp, and if it gets worse, you could have poor heat inside the car.
Okay. Looking at the questions that are definitely related now that we're in the month of November. This one says this, does windshield washer fluid lose its freeze protection over time? I don't use it often during the summer.
You know, I've done this a long time. I don't think any of us really use it much in the summer months,
yeah.
And I have yet to have a problem. Now, if you came from a southern state, however, a lot of times they use just water. So there's a different situation there. So if you're somewhere far enough south and had service done, if they top that off with water, that we do see where it'll freeze. But if you're like the most of us and you're just in our state most of the time in service in our state, I don't think you should have a problem.
Okay, here's one that I know you have to check personally. 2015 Subaru Outback, hearing a humming noise that gets faster as the speed increases. It's coming from the front passenger wheel area. I have read that the wheel bearing is kind of a scratching noise. Tires look fine. Any ideas? And you think it's okay to drive until I have an appointment this week?
Depending on the severity of the noise, if it's, you know, somewhat reasonable and it's not jarring, I think you're probably okay for an appointment this week. I still think it's the wheel bearing. They can make lots of different types of noises, and they can change, and they can bounce around the vehicle. Like you mentioned, the passenger front side, it could end up being the driver's front side by the time you get in. So I think you have a plan. I think, you know, and they'll drive it, obviously. They'll look at anything rotating. You know, it's the brakes, the wheel bearing, the tires. You know, if the noise increases with speed, you always think of something that's rotating with the vehicle. So I think you have a good plan there, and hopefully it works out well.
Can a wheel bearing that's going out be kind of silent that you have no idea?
Well, that's the I heard this humming noise, and now it went away. It must be okay. Nah, not necessarily true. Oftentimes it's actually worse. So, you know, there's different ways of testing a wheel bearing with changing the load of the vehicle, the speed. There's, you know, little tricks that we do to try to pinpoint the one, get it in the air and, you know, run the vehicle inside. But a wheel bearing is not something you want to ignore. You know, you hear the noise is definitely your warning. They can become loose, which means that the wheel is kind of like, you know, shifting on the axle there. So that's something you can't ignore. So if you have a recommendation of wheel bearing, you need to talk to them about how loose it is. And they say there's a lot of excessive movement there. You need to have that replaced.
Another interesting question came in a couple of minutes ago. Texter says, I have a 2014 Ford Fusion plug-in hybrid, and my four-year-old battery does not want to hold the charge. Very expensive battery. Seems it should last longer. Also, do you think is the life of the large battery in these plug-in hybrids? Have you ever heard at this point in time?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, the Priuses have been around for a long time, and we have replaced a few of those, or any of the most hybrids, we replaced a battery or two. Prius is just more of them, so we've seen more of them. But it's a dozen, 15 years. You know, I think that's reasonable. They are expensive. But the problem that you're having, I would have it brought in. Just make sure you're plugging the vehicle and just make sure that the charger's operating properly and all that power is getting back to the battery. We talked earlier about connections. And if you have a voltage drop, like a poor connection somewhere, that, you know, if it's a 110 outlet plug-in, there's not a whole lot of power going into that battery. So it could take an overnight to get a decent charge. If there's a poor connection there, you might only get half that charge at the same time. So I would have that looked a little closer before you assume you have a bad battery.
Okay. Speaking of batteries, a question came in via text. Good batteries, as you know, and you only sell good batteries there at Lloyd's, I know, are about what? Are we looking at the approximate cost? Are we looking at $100.50, something like that? It's been a while.
For sure. Some of the larger capacity, the larger demand batteries could be pushing $200. There's some AGM batteries, which are maybe even a little bit more on the highest end. Batteries are always a tough one because there used to be a lot more marketing, a lot more commercials. They'd always talk about this excessive cold cranking amps, which is needed, which is true, but it's also part of the marketing. You know, the several hundred amps that the battery needs on a cold day to start is important, but it's more important that you have that several hundred amps of battery capability over and over and over. You know, like the high one-time surge is important, but it's the consistent, like starting the vehicle day after day or several times within the day, where you need that reserve. So, you know, don't always get caught up in just that high cold cranking amp. A lot of times, you know, what we like to do is the manufacturer will oftentimes have a amp hour rating or a certain rating for a battery, and we always try to put that exact same rating back into the vehicle because that's what it's designed for. And the other thing, too, is you have to remember, batteries are kind of measured in a group size. You want to use the same group size battery because that's where that battery train hold down that I was talking about earlier, it fits properly. If you have the wrong size battery in, it might not be fully secured, which can kind of allow it to bounce around and move around. And that vibration is really hard on the longevity of the battery. So make sure you get the right group size battery, the right fitment, and then your shop or dealership will know the capacity of the battery that was in there and make sure they replace it with a similar battery.
Nick, I think we have time for one more. Another interesting question. Maybe you can give a definition. The question is, does non-oxygenated gas harm a car? What's let's define what that kind of gasoline is.
Well, as you know, we put ethanol in the fuel now, and non-oxygenated does not hurt the vehicle. I'm not sure. It's not easy to find either. So, I mean, there's a lot. It's not necessary to seek it out. It doesn't harm the vehicle. However, that ethanol, which is alcohol, kind of works in collecting the moisture. You know, if you're old enough, you remember you used to get a little can of heat and you dump it into the gas. Well, we don't have that anymore because it's already in the fuel. So I think it's a good balance. You know, the winter months, you know, they kind of change the amount of the ethanol a little bit. You know, not that we notice it much at all. But I think that don't seek out something other than what the car is called for. It's not necessary. It's not worth the drive time, the cost. All of that is very expensive. So I would just, you know, the regular gas station, if it calls for a regular fuel, you're fine. If it wants the premium or the 91 octane, every service station has both options. So you have what you need close to home.
Yeah, good advice. Nick, we're plumb out of time. What do you say we do this again next week? And before you take your leave, tell us how we find Lloyd's.
Yes, sir. So if you have a question, please don't hesitate to call. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're in St. Paul on Grand Avenue, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. And as always, please do check out our website at lloydsautomotive.net.
Nick, before you go, I want to grab a listener. Just gave a quick one here. My headlights stay on for 2 minutes after I shut the engine off. Is that too long?
No, there's a resistor or a capacitor, a relay that's designed to do that so you can get out of the vehicle, walk up to your house or wherever, and then the lights will power off. So that's normal.
Not to worry. All right, Nick. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Henning.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.